This is Come All Ye on 2MCE, community radio in the central west of New South Wales. I'm Bruce Cameron, and to start our folk music program today, a song about a strike in a general store. This is called the Dunn's Store Strike, an interesting narrative, a song written by Sandra Kerr, sung here by her daughter, frequent visitor to this program's airwaves, Nancy Kerr, double bass being played by Tim Yates.
It was in the month of sweet July in 1984. The scene is set in Dublin, in Dunn's department store. The supermarket's busy, the registers make a din as the groceries go rolling out and the cash comes rolling in. Mary Manning is sitting at her till, not thinking any harm, when a customer comes up to her with a basket on her arm. The contents of that basket Mary's destiny will shape, for they bear the dreaded label, Produce of the Cape. I can't check out your oranges, missus, won't you take them back? For they come from South Africa, where white oppress is black. Our union says don't handle them, it's the least that we can do. And you'll know what oppression is if you were Irish too. I'd have it on me conscience and I wouldn't sleep at night if I helped support a system that denies the blacks their rights. The management was sent for, the ones they call the suits, and Mary was suspended cause she wouldn't touch the fruits. But her pals, they were behind her and the union gave support. They struck and then they picketed, the boss was overwrought. He said, I'll not be dictated to on what is bought and sold. These women are only workers, they should do as they are told. That's typical, said the strikers, of apartheid's cruel law. So it's not just in South Africa that rich oppresses poor. Ben Dunn won't have a boycott, he'd sooner have the curse. He couldn't care less, so he fills his shelves as long as he lines his purse. Now Cleary's in O'Connell Street, they won't sell racist shoes. Best man returned their clothes and roaches sent back all their booze. Till all South African goods are taken off the shelves at Dunn's, you'll find us down in Henry Street, sticking to our guns. Well, the praises, they came rolling in from all around the world for such concern and sacrifice and courage brave and bold. When 20 months was over, 10 women and a man had moved the minds and consciences and hearts of Ireland. Apartheid, say the strikers, is the law of slavery, a cruel and immoral crime against humanity. We've learned about our system too, and now we know the score. If we go back, we'll never take the shit we took before.
Brother said he knew a man who knew the Oxford girl. I met a man whose brother said he knew a man who knew the Oxford girl. Is it true what you hear? Did he do it out of fear? Was the day drawing near when a child would start to show? Was he rage or shame? Or the damage to his name? Was it something worse? Does anybody know? Did she pay price for making them look twice, like a glimpse of paradise across a dull and bitter land? Did she pass them by? Did she dare to meet their eye? Did she scorn them all, and did they understand?
A grief to her father.
Did she really leave him?
A lover to her brother.
Yes, we all believe him.
Temptation to her better.
No better than she should be.
Unfaithful to her lover.
He always knew she would be. She said, I never had a chance to prove that wrong. My time was short, the story long. No, I never had a chance to prove that wrong. It's always them who write the song. I met a man whose brother said he knew a man who knew the Oxford girl. His brother said he knew a man who knew the Oxford girl. Did he go to ground? Was
Was the suitcase ever found? Did the police come swarming round on a trail already cold? Did he lead them a dance? Did he run away to France? Did he shop himself before the day was old? She was bound to lose. She set her face to choose. They never could excuse her for stirring up their fears. She was much too young. Now the earth has stopped to turn. You could hear the voices calling down the years. She said, I never had a chance to prove them wrong. My time was short, the story long. No, I never had a chance to prove them wrong. It's always them who write the song. No, I never had a chance to prove them wrong. My time was short, the story long. No, I never had a chance to prove them wrong. It's always them who write the song.
Brother said he knew a man who knew the Oxford girl.
I met a man, his brother said he knew a man who knew the Oxford girl. I met a man, his brother said he knew a man who knew the Oxford girl. I met a man, his brother said he knew a man who knew the Oxford girl.
That's Oyster Band with the Oxford Girl. We opened the program today with two songs based or written about what could possibly be true events. Well, the Dunn's store strike certainly occurred. Nancy Kerr's mother wrote that song, Sandra Kerr. Nancy Kerr sang it. And the Oxford Girl, well, not quite so self-explanatory, that one, but go and look it up. I think it's Googleable, the story of the Oxford Girl. Sad tale and apparently true. Come All Ye Today features an album called Treading the Marches. We'll get onto that in about 15, 20 minutes. It comes from a group called Devil's Water. Here's Alan Musgrove, these days from Melbourne.
We were coming in from BRD, Mark, well, what I do say, with a mob of stores down to the sea. My black girl, she's there with me. I'll go no more a droving with you, dark maid. A droving, a droving, since droving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a droving with you, dark maid. Oh, she makes Johnny Cake and damper too, mark well what I do say. But that's not all she'll do for you. Her swag is big enough for two. I'll go no more a droving with you, dark maid. A droving, a droving, since droving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a droving with you, dark maid. Oh, she kissed me once, she kissed me twice, mark well what I do say. And all that kissing felt so nice, I soon forgot all good advice. I'll go no more a droving with you, dark maid. A droving, a droving, since droving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a droving with you, dark maid. And we crossed the Barkly through Lake Nash, mark well what I do say. Then down upon the Birdsville track, never more to come back. I'll go no more a droving with you, dark maid. A droving, a droving, since droving's been my ruin. I'll go no more a droving with you, dark maid. one's for me, I'll go no more a droving with you, dark maid. A droving, since droving's been my ruin, I'll go no more a droving with you, dark maid.
Alan Musgrave with a parody, Drover's parody of a popular English folk song called A Rovin'. There it was turned into A Drovin'. Learned from Bob Payne of Rendlesham, South Australia. Apparently, Bob Payne and some mates made it up during the 1940s while on the track with cattle. A Drovin' is a song of black-white cohabitation, something that wasn't discussed openly in the era of its composition. Early on in the song refers to VRD, which is Victoria River Downs, a big cattle station in the far north. Alan Musgrove from A Young Man and Abel. Civil War time, folks. This is a tune called Cumberland Gap from the wonderful Second South Carolina String Band.
Place of rocks, home of the panther and the bear and the fox. First white man up in Cumberland Gap was Dr. Walker, an English chap.
Lay down, boys, gonna take a little nap. Lay down, boys, gonna take a little nap. Lay down, boys, gonna take a little nap.
Gonna raise hell in the Cumberland Gap. Pinnacle Rock, he killed a bear with an old flintlock. Cumberland Gap is a fearsome place. The shells go off right in your face.
Lay down, boys, gonna take a little nap. Lay down, boys, gonna take a little nap. Lay down, boys, gonna take a little nap. Gonna raise hell on the Cumberland Gap.
In September of 62, Morgan Shankies all withdrew. Kirby Smith and his rebel band. George Walker back to Yankee Land.
Lay down, boys, gonna take a little nap. Lay down, boys, gonna take a little nap. Lay down, boys, gonna take a little nap. Gonna raise hell up in Cumberland Gap.
They spiked their guns and let them drop over the cliffs and the mountaintop. They burned the hay and the meal and the meat and left us rebels with nothing to eat.
Lay down, boys, gonna take a little nap. Lay down, boys.
So come on, boys, no time to nap. Come on, boys, then lift your cap. Come on, boys, give a rebel yell. Send them Yankees straight to hell. Come on, boys, no time to nap. Come on, boys, no time to nap. Come on, boys, no time to nap. We're gonna raise hell up in Cumberland Gap. Thank you.
fine banjo picking there from the 2nd South Carolina String Band. I was going to say they're Civil War reenactors, but I don't know that they actually go around shooting guns and things. They certainly play the music of that time, the 1860s and thereabouts. That one not necessarily militarily related. Cumberland Gap from an album called Hard Road. Two tracks now from one of the more influential Irish albums of the 1970s. Andy Irvine and Paul Brady got together, self-titled album. We'll hear The Plains of Kildare and Fred Finn's reel with Sailing into Walpole's Marsh. from an absolutely wonderful album, self-titled album by Andy Irvin and Paul Brady. We heard Fred Finn's Reel and Sailing into Walpole's Marsh. Strong tune, that one. Before that, The Plains of Kildare, Andy Irvin singing an old song. We also heard on, I think, both those tracks, Donald Lunny playing bouzouki and maybe a bit of baron in the second one, and Kevin Burke playing fiddle. Now, Kevin Burke, quite the prodigy he was a long time ago, and he's still playing and still giving instructional YouTube-type videos. Still a great fiddle player, long-time resident of the United States. So, Fred Finn's Reel and Sailing into Walpole's Marsh and The Plains of Kildare from Andy Irvin and Paul Brady. Featured album today is called Treading the Marches, not Marshes, Marches, by a group called Devil's Water. Devil's Water has been around since about 2010. This album comes from 2017. The band was instigated, if that's the right word, by a singer-musician called Richard Ridley, and he's still around. He writes some of the songs on the album, as he has during the whole time the band has existed, but his compositions and the rest of the group's repertoire sit firmly within the northeastern English tradition style, historical, industrial, maritime. The other almost as long-serving colleague is Raymond Greenoken. We'll hear those two fellows with a whole bunch of others. Rick Kemp from Steel I Span is playing bass on some tracks, and he produced the album. Most of the material has an emphasis on traditional and historical sources and setting, sometimes poetry, sometimes other bits of music rearranged a bit. We'll start with a song called Huey Graham. Huey Graham sometimes doesn't do very well out of some of the songs that have been sung about him. He was a fairly conflicted character, I think, from all accounts. So here's the story of Huey from the featured album on the program today, Treading the Marches by Devil's Water. Oh, I should tell you, Devil's Water is a little river, fairly short river, but quite powerful in Northumberland. And I think that's where the name comes from.
Lords of two, the mountains gone, hunting all the fallow deer. They have grip at Huey Graham for stealing all the bishop's mare. They have bound him hand and foot, led him up through Carlisle town. All the lads along the way cried, Huey Graham, you shall go down. Loose my right arm, let it free, put the broadsword in my hand. None in Carlisle town this day detest the steel of Huey Graham. Up and spoke the Lord Whitford as he said by the bishop's knee. 500 stuts I'll give to you if you give Huey Graham to me. Hold your tongue, my noble lord, all your pleading let it be. You may seek vengeance on this man, but for my honour he must die. They have chosen 12 just men, best there were in Carlisle town. Those 12 men have spoke as one, Huey Graham, you shall go down. Sat by the bishop's knee. 500 pence I'll give to you if you let Huey Graham go free. Hold your tongue, my lady fair, all your weeping let it be. You may seek freedom for this man, but for my honour he must die. Remember me to my dear wife when next you go across the moor. Say I stole the bishop's mare because she was the bishop's whore. Him up to Gallows Hill and led him to the hanging tree. The colour never left his cheek, nor did he ever blink an eye. He has looked all around to see who's there, who he can see. He sees his father standing there, a weeping, weeping bitterly. Hold your tears, my father dear, all your weeping let it be. So does it grieve my aching heart more than they ever do to me. May give my brother James my sword that's made of metal clear. Bid him come at 12 o'clock to see me pay for the bishop's mare. You may give to John Armstrong my sword that's made of the metal brown. Bid him come at 4 o'clock to see his comrade you cut down. You may tell my kith and kin I never did disgrace their blood. When next they meet the bishop's cloak, leave it shorter by the hood. To the forest gone, hunting in the Inglewood. They have gripped John Armstrong for spilling all the bishop's blood. They have bound him hand and foot, led him up through Carlisle town. All the lads along the way cried, John Armstrong, you shall go down.
So do you reckon Huey was set up? Did you follow that story? You can't trust those Armstrongs in that part of the United Kingdom. United, as if cross-border rivalries continue to this day. Not as vicious as that, perhaps. Huey Graham from the featured album, which is called Treading the Marches, by the English group Devil's Water. Music from Cumbria and Northumberland. Here's another English track. This is a group called Pilgrim's Way from their album Stand and Deliver. A song called Shoot Them All, brackets, Box on Her Head, end brackets. So that you may or may not be familiar with a song called The Undaunted Female. Well, this is a variation on it. A fair maid defies a would-be robber and ends up winning with maximum force. Why the box on the head? Well, see if you can work it out.
There was a fine young damsel that in London town did dwell. For wit and for beauty, there was none could her excel. She took her box all on her head, and so she travelled along. And the first one that she met with was a charming highwayman. He said, my pretty fair maid, why do you go this way? I'll show you a far quicker road if you will go with me. He took her by the lily-white hand and led her down the lane. Then it's stand and deliver, or else your life I'll have. But while this charming highwayman was grasping for his knife, she stole his pistol from his belt and stole away his life. She took her box all on her head, and so she travelled along. And the next one that she met with was a noble gentleman. He says, my pretty fair maid, where are you going so late? And what was that commotion that I heard by yonder gate? The box you carry upon your head, it doesn't to you belong. Do your master or your mistress, oh, you have done something wrong. Man lay cold as clay and bleeding from his face. And then this girl knelt down to see what the highway
shut the other three.
It's called Cluck Old Hen from what I think is a very nice album, and I keep dipping into it for the program from time to time. The album is called Glow. The musicians are Beverly Smith and Carl Jones. Another one now from the featured album. This is Devil's Water by Devil's Water.
Dipton Mill, down the valley to Devil's Water, rode the parson's seventh daughter. Her heart was light and her eyes were wild, seventh child of a seventh child. Down the valley to Devil's Water, rode the parson's black-eyed daughter. Yellow caravan by the side of a merry black-eyed man. There on the banks of the Devil's Water, he kissed the parson's merry daughter.
up the hill and over the hill, down the valley by Dipton Mill, down the valley to Devil's Water, rode the parson's seventh daughter.
High and low the parson sought her, searching for his wanton daughter. Down in the valley of Devil's Water, sought his seventh black-eyed daughter. He dripped and he trod on the bridle track, a bramble tore his coat of black. Stood on the banks and cursed his daughter, she's been dipped in the Devil's Water.
Up the hill and over the hill, down the valley by Dipton Mill, down the valley to Devil's Water, rode the parson's seventh daughter.
Her heart was light and her eyes were wild, kneeling down with her little child. She christened her bed in the Devil's Water, the black-eyed brat of the Devil's Daughter. Oh, she laughed as she hugged it tight, clapped its hand in the golden light, that danced and glanced on the Devil's Water. The thing she once was a parson's daughter.
Up the hill and over the hill, down the valley by Dipton Mill, down the valley to Devil's Water, rode the parson's seventh daughter. Up the hill and over the hill, down the valley by Dipton Mill, down the valley to Devil's Water, rode the parson's seventh daughter.
Well, the seventh child of a seventh child. Devil's Water, as I said, a small but vigorous river in Northumberland. Title track, no it's not, it's the name of the band, Devil's Water. Name of the album is Treading the Marches, and that's the featured album on the program today.
Thank you.
some pretty tunes from Havn, or probably officially known as Tórshavn. Tórshavn, the largest town in the Faroe Islands, stuck way up there in the North Atlantic, about halfway between Norway and Iceland, although it's Danish, the Faroes. We heard there a group called Spellemennir from a lovely album called Mullagrot. The tunes were Hans Thompson, Søren Fogdstik, and Detforst Brustik. Good album, that one, Mullagrot. I've been playing that for many years, and that group, different lineup, toured Australia some time ago. Christian Black, pretty much the leading light in that group. He also runs the record label Tootle, T-U-T-L, and the album appears on that label. Less constrained than the previous instrumental track from Spellemennir, there we heard the alt Nuala Kennedy playing flute, with John Doyle and Eamon O'Leary. Fine trio, that one. Self-titled album, once again, The Alt. We heard The Green Gowned Lass, Danger Mouse, and Dan Breen's. You're listening to Come All Ye. We'll slow things down for the next couple of tracks, I think. We'll go back many years for this first one. The Ian Campbell folk group trod the boards in the 60s. Here's a song you might have heard before. And then I'll follow it with the beautiful voice of Archie Fisher and a song called Lord of the May.
Oh, you are a mucky kid, dirty as a dustbin lid. When he finds out the things you did, you'll get a belt from your dad. Oh, you have your father's nose, so crimson in the dark it glows. If you're not asleep when the boozers close, you'll get a belt from your dad. You look so scruffy lying there, strawberry jam tucked in your hair. Oh, in the world you haven't a care, and I have got so many. It's quite a struggle every day, living on your father's pay. The bugger drinks it all away and leaves me without any. Although we have no silver spoon, better days are coming soon. Now Nellie's working at the loom, and she gets paid on Friday. Perhaps one day we'll have a splash, when little Woods provides the cash. We'll get a house in Naughty Ash and buy your dad a brewery. Oh, you are a mucky kid, dirty as a dustbin lid. When he finds out the things you did, you'll get a belt from your dad. Oh, you have your father's face, you're growing up a real hard case. But there's no one else can take your place. Go fast asleep for mommy.
Beware of the Toto Farai had darted away when the fairies was dead.
Sometimes he was, or has been, underestimated as a guitarist, but very good. That's Archie Fisher from a family of fine musicians and singers from Scotland. And before The Lord of the May, we heard The Liverpool Lullaby from the Ian Campbell Folk Group, recorded many moons ago on an album called The Times They Are A-Changin'. It gives you a bit of an idea of when that might have been recorded. I'll play another one from the featured album, but this time an instrumental. Most of the tracks on Treading the Marches, the featured album today, are songs. This is not. This is called Storers and Peacocks.
Le bon vin m'endort et l'amour me réveille.
La mienne a les yeux doux
bouche vermeille.
La mienne a les yeux doux et la bouche vermeille.
Les quatre coins du lit étaient couverts de roses.
Le bon vin m'endort et l'amour me réveille. Le bon vin m'endort et l'amour me réveille.
Les quatre coins du lit étaient couverts de roses.
Les quatre coins du lit. Le bon vin m'endort et l'amour me réveille. Le bon vin m'endort et l'amour me réveille.
C'était un garçon.
Thank you. Printemps c'est venu. Spring has come. And with that, they put Le Garçon Vigneron, or the young winemaker, I suppose, a group called Arquebus. Their album is L'Onde Droite, and it's very interesting. Confusing, but interesting. So, from the young vigneron, we'll go now to an Irish still. This song is called The Blackbird of Mullaghmore, and it's one of those hidden meaning type songs. Comes to us from a group called Piskey Lead, who are from Cardiff, not from Ireland, although they sing Irish songs, Cornish and Welsh. The song is kind of spreading the news, semi-secretively, that after a little bit of enforced closure time, when the still was busted by the revenue officers, it's back online. So the blackbird is back, and we can get back into the pot sheen. Mullaghmore is a place, town maybe, in Sligo. So Piskey Lead with The Blackbird of Mullaghmore, and I'll let them continue with a Cornish piece of music, and I'm not going to try to pronounce it because it looks like all the letters have just been thrown up in the air and landed on the ground. If you can pronounce H-W-I-B-A-N-O-W-L, that's good. The second word is N-O-W-Y-D-H. All I can tell you is that it means something like a fresh whistle or a new whistle. Is Piskey Lead.
Piskey Lead.
Welcome all you jolly young fellows that wander by this way. If you's call in to have a glass, there is a reckoning you must pay. I'll supply you with a good friend, and your checks I'll join on core, and you'll see my blackbird clucking on the hills of Mullamore. Well, it's for your loyal blackbird, she's the best of the game, and her offspring are well proven in America, France and Spain. And their check has gained their credit upon many's the foreign shore. And now she's sitting talking on the hills of Mullamore. She has been through, there is no mortal man can tell. When her kids' door was open, well, they rushed him in a score, and they put my bird from talking on the hills of Mullamore. She'll have good fortune until on her we do call. She's gone or yonder mountain for to rest in the fine still. And she'll spend the summer season at the foot of the sheep hill. Well, our blackbird's coming home again, but not to the same place. And I hope your friends and neighbors will not bring her to disgrace. For the lovely lark and linnet and the rush will join on core. For the well. Welcome home, our blackbird, to the hills of
the track, the title of which translates more or less as the new whistle or fresh whistle from the group Piskey Lead. Before that, from the same album, The Blackbird of Mulla Moor, a song about a still. Piskey Lead, I think, is either Welsh or Cornish, P-I-S-K-E-Y, probably, although I'm not sure, probably has something to do with pixies. You're listening to Come All Ye, another one now from the featured album, this time Devil's Water will give us the Buck or King Water, a bit of a tongue twister, and the Breckens of Branton. All about those interesting young ladies from Branton.
Oh, when I was single, I rode a fine nag and was called the Buck of King Water. Now the coat of me buck has got but one sleeve and me breeks are all in a tatter. Sing all the lasses, the lazy lasses, oh, keep for the lasses of Branton. I ne'er were to marry the dear that I married, but I was young, foolish and wanton. I courted a lass, an angel I felt, now she's turned a picture of evil. She gapes, you may count every tooth in her head, and she bawls fit to frighten the devil. Sing all the lasses, the lazy lasses, a keep for the lasses of Branton. I ne'er were to marry the dear that I married, but I was young, foolish and wanton. The dear, she slipped out some baccy to buy and set me to rock on the cradle. I fell in the doors and when she come in, she brought me here with the ladle. Sing all the lasses, the lazy lasses, a keep for the lasses of Branton. I ne'er were to marry the dear that I married, but I was young, foolish and wanton. I ne'er had a heart to handle a gun or I'd run away and leave her. She pretends to win pearls, but that's all fun. They say she's our kind with the weaver. Sing all the lasses, the lazy lasses, oh, keep for the lasses of Branton. I ne'er were to marry the dear that I married, but I was young, foolish and wanton. I get a big column on Sunday. She cuts me knee mad and with physic escaping with tatties and points on Monday. Sing all the lasses, the lazy lasses, a keep for the lasses of Branton. I ne'er were to marry the dear that I married, but I was young, foolish and wanton. Wife, I wish I could get me another, and then I could give the devil his due for tacking away the t'other. Sing all the lasses, the lazy lasses, a keep for the lasses of Branton. I ne'er were to marry the dear that I married, but I was young, foolish and wanton.
Jolly little number. The Buck o' King Water and the Breckens o' Branton. From the featured album, Treading the Marches, by the group Devil's Water from the northeast of England. The Buck o' King Water started life as a poem by Robert Anderson, who came from Carlisle in that part of the world. We turn our attention now to, I think Helen Rowe lives in Brisbane or lived in Brisbane, probably when she recorded this. It's a song called Sailor Home from the Sea, a poem that Dorothy Hewitt wrote many years ago to welcome her partner Merv Lilly back home to Perth. They were living in Perth at the time, later moved to the Blue Mountains. Merv Lilly was a merchant seaman, I think, at the time, and Dorothy Hewitt wrote this poem called Sailor Home from the Sea, and it was put to music possibly, not sure about this, but possibly by Martin Wyndham Reid.
A dream in his hand. My love has come home to this wonderful land. He burst through the door with his eyes like the sun, and his kit bag crammed full of the treasures he'd won. And a tall Darwin tail, and coral and clam, and the jaw of a whale. My kitchen is full of the smell of the sea, and the leaping green fishes my love brings to me.
Possibly music by Martin Wyndham Reid, definitely voice from Helen Rowe, a poem composed by Dorothy Hewitt, Sailor Home from the Sea. Well, I mentioned Martin Wyndham Reid, I suppose I better play a song. I haven't played a song from Martin Wyndham Reid for a while. This is another Australian one, When the Brumbies Come to Water.
There's a lonely grave half-headed where the bluegrass droops above. The slab that roughly marks it, we planted it with love. There's a morning rank of riders closing in on every hand, or the vacant place he left us. He was best of all a band. Now he's lying cold and silent, with his head and hopes on one. Where the Brumbies come to water at the setting of the sun. Where the Brumbies come to water at the setting of the sun. There's a well-worn saddle hanging in the harness room above, a good old stock horse waiting for the steps that never come. And we will get a slower rider to replace him on the way. Ah, but who will kiss his wife, who kneels beside the long ago, where the brumbies come to water at the rising of the moon? Where the brumbies come to water at the rising of the moon? We will miss him in the cattle camps, trusted man and true, the daddy of old Stockman was young Rory Donahue. And we'll miss the tunes he used to play on his banjo long and low. We will miss the songs he used to sing of the days of long ago, where the shadow line lies broken neath the moonbeam silver bars, where the brumbies come to water at the twinkling of the stars, where the brumbies come to water at the twinkling of the stars.
Unmistakable voice, Martin Wyndham Reid, from an album called Beyond the Red Horizon, a song called When the Brumbies Come to Water. The words by, as far as I'm aware, the only person on the program today who's ever been executed. It was written by Breaker Morant, apparently. Moving on. Another slow one now, or a reflective one, very reflective, this next one. It's from John Dengate, and far from comic mode, a very powerful song. It's called Old Calabrian Man, but he'll tell you that.
I was in hospital many years ago with something called pericarditis, from which, as you can see, I subsequently recovered. But while I was in there, I witnessed a very moving scene. There was an old fellow in the bed opposite me, an old Italian, and he was dying, and no one in the hospital could speak his language. At one stage, they actually got one of the cleaners in, an Italian cleaner, to try and interpret for them. But obviously, they spoke different dialects of Italian. The cleaner just shrugged his shoulders and said, no, he can't understand me and I can't understand him. So I saw this poor man die without any of his family not being able to communicate with anyone. And I found it terribly moving. And when I got home, I wrote this song, Old Calabrian Man. Old Calabrian man, in your cold white hospital bed, they prod and examine and bathe and shave, but your pain is the pain of the open grave, and a furnace is in your head. Sister, I think he's worse. What is he trying to say? Nurse, I can see you've a lot to learn. These people are seldom taciturn, and I've had a busy day, and there's nothing as dismal, cold and strange as Anglo-Saxon eyes to a frightened old Calabrian man the day before he dies. Doctor, I'm glad you're here. Is he dying, do you suppose? Well, we'll bring the Italian cleaner in and try to discover his next of kin and help us diagnose. And there's nothing as dismal, cold and strange as Anglo-Saxon eyes to a frightened old Calabrian man the day before he dies. Matron, his pulse is weak. Paul in a Catholic priest. Now draw the curtains around his bed and mumble the words that must be said, the prayers for the deceased. And there's nothing as dismal, cold and strange as Anglo-Saxon eyes to a frightened old Calabrian man the hour before he dies.
John Dengate. Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. John Dengate wrote a lot of humorous songs, and he wrote a few very serious ones as well, including that old Calabrian man. This one, a little more lively, shall we say. This is the Earl of Mansfield and Bobby Shafto. This is the Old Swan Band. Thank you.
It's my body, it's my life, it's my choice on my own time. Wasn't for you to ever decide, 'cause here we are now in the great backslide. These are my hands, strong and fine. They've carried me through all these times, whether in prayer or holding the line, they can't retire to the great backslide. Well, don't presume you have an answer. In my world, you're not a dancer. Mostly white, so sure you're right. These are my hopes, these are my dreams. Through all these times, they've carried me, whether in solitude or side by side. We can't succumb to the great backslide. Because in my world, you're not a dancer. You see things in black and white, mostly white, mostly white. So sure you're right. It's my body, it's my right, it's my choice on my own time. Wasn't for you to ever decide, 'cause here we are now in the great backslide. Whether in solitude or side by side, we can't succumb to the great backslide.
That's Trett Fury with another track from her latest album called Lavender Moonshine. The Great Backslide, a comment about the Dobbs decision, as it's called in the United States. Go and look it up. It will make you wonder even more about that curious country.
Traveled o'er this country wide, seeking fortune fair. Up and down the two coastlines, I've traveled everywhere. From Portland East to Portland West and back across the line. I'm going down to the place that's best, the old hometown of mine. 8 more miles from Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road, and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. 8 more miles of Louisville, the hometown of my heart. To be a gal somewhere that you'd like best of all. Now mine is down in Louisville. She's long and she's tall, and she's the kind that you can't find rambling through the land. I'm going there this very day to win her heart and hand. 8 more miles of Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road, and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
venture in my mind, the place we'll call our home. A humble little hut for two, we'll never want to roam. The place that's right for that love sight is in those bluegrass hills, where gently flows the Ohio near a place called Louisville. 8 more miles of Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back and you had from the start. 8 more miles of Louisville, the hometown of my heart. 8 more miles of Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
Fine album, that one. Norman Blake and Tony Rice. Number two. In fact, there were two Norman Blake and Tony Rice albums. 8 more miles to Louisville. Running out of time again, folks. I have time for one more from the featured album. I'll tell you again, the album is by the group Devil's Water from the northeast of England. It's called Treading the Marches. It's on the Osmosis label, O-S-M-O-S-Y-S, Osmosis. This is Three Crows Flew and Lang Stayed Away.
Three crows flew over Windy Rig, one said climb and two said dig, two said stay and one said go. There's no way in by history's road. Three crows flew over Hinckley Ray. One said flee and two said stay. Three crows skimmed over High Frost Hall. Two said dance and one said crow. His head and two dead tails. Three feathers fell on the melting snow. There's no way home by Whitfield Road.
And that's the last track we'll hear from the featured album today. Three Crows Flew and Lang Stayed Away from the English group Devil's Water and Treading the Marches. I hope you've enjoyed the program today, and I hope you can come back so we can do it again real soon. I'll leave you with some rather nice guitar work. This is a chap named Mark Leggett, L-E-G-G-E-T-T, American guitarist. He's been around quite a while, a bit of a session musician, but here he is with a new release called Folk Town, and the track we'll take from that album is 12-string slide, Goldsboro Getaway. It's got a touch of the Leo Kottkes about it, I think, this one. Anyway, once again, thank you. Come back soon. We'll do it again. I'm Bruce Cameron. You've been listening to Come All Ye. Bye now. Been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.